It's time for Sunday Spirituality Speech, where I give messages of inspiration and share valuable life lessons. Hello, lovely listeners. You're tuned into the Creative Album Podcast. I am your host, Nikitra Barard, ready for Sunday Spirituality Speech, where I give messages of inspiration. I share valuable life lessons. I'm also going to play some chakra healing music to balance those chakras, as well as do a card reading. This is, you know, something that I find myself doing because on Sundays, you know, it's the Sabbath day, the day where a lot of people go to church, but I have not attended church in quite some time, but I still have some things to say. So this is my way of, I would say it's similar to, I'm kind of sort of mimicking Oprah's Super Soul Sunday. I love Oprah, but I, you know, have my own spin on it, put my own flair on it. So that is what the Sunday Spirituality Speech is about. My thoughts about organized religion is, I don't think it's working for humanity in the way that it used to. I feel like people are thirsty for something richer, something deeper, you know, instead of showing up to church on Sunday and then you live your life in darkness, or, you know, it's just not working out for you, or just finding out some of the stories about pastors or I would say, you know, the preachers and the lives that they are living, it kind of just don't add up to, you know, what they do, you know, for the community. So, like, for example, I read a story about the Vatican, or the Pope, taking out, removing scriptures from the Bible. And I'm just like, that's a holy text. I really don't think that that's okay. Like, who do you think you are? You're not God. You know, but it just makes me wonder, what else have you guys been doing, you know? And just finding out how intertwined church is with the government, the affiliation to politics and all that stuff, that is just an eye-opener. And I think a lot of people, you know, do grieve when they find out about these things. And for me personally, my upbringing, my parents believed in God, but it was not imposed upon me or impressed upon me that I had to attend church every Sunday, go to Bible study on Wednesday, that type of lifestyle. So it was not hard for me to, I would say, like, break out of that or explore other, you know, religions or whatnot. At a young age, I would watch television shows. I can't think of the name of any right now, but my mom would, you know, encourage me or guide me, like, hey, be careful what you're watching, what you're paying attention to, and what you're following in terms of that. And it was for a good cause, because it's like, I don't want to end up in a cult or a Jim Jones situation. So I have been very careful or timid when it comes to exploring different religions. Like, if it doesn't feel comfortable, doesn't feel right, you know, it's like, okay, no, I'm not doing it. But yeah, I haven't been to church in a while. If I do go, I would be interested in attending one of those Krishna consciousness churches, temples is what they call it. I've been enjoying my spiritual practice of meditation and playing with tarot cards, oracle cards. And I mean, there are a number of ways that we can connect to our higher self, our inner being, right? You don't just have to go to church on Sunday to hear a message, you know, from a pastor or somebody else. It's like, we live in a technological age. You can go online and read a blog article and, you know, find sentimental value in that. Or, you know, there's so many people who are sharing their stories, and you know, it's just like, wow, like it's so easy. Or even churches are offering, you know, online services. So yeah, here I am, you know, showing up to share my messages and my experiences, because I have something to say about this too. Now, I don't consider myself to be righteous or a pastor or a preacher. If anything, I'm more of a rebel. So, yeah, that is what the Sunday Spirituality Speech is about. I am going to play some music for you guys while I go more into detail about astrology. That's another way that I have found connection. Just understanding how we are connected to everyone and everything around us, such as Earth and the planet and the stars. It can bring healing. You know, it gives meaning in life. And just being able to understand astrology is, I would say, it's good for your mental health. It increases wellness. You know, so yeah, let me go ahead and play some music. I'll do the card reading. And if you guys are cannabis lovers, this is the time to pull out your buds, pull out your weed, smoke with me. Yeah, this is an experience of a lifetime. I know that you have not experienced anything like this before. And that's why I encourage you guys to join the creative community to unlock member-only content with a monthly subscription. This is great for teachers, speakers, content creators, e-commerce business owners. If you're looking for inspiration, musicians, dancers, various types of artists. Yes, this is a one-of-a-kind subscription. Join the creative community by clicking subscribe on the homepage of the podcast. These are the vibes for Sunday right now. Earlier, I was listening to some gospel music. It's so refreshing. I like fresh gospel because sometimes gospel music can bring me like to my knees. And I'm like, boo-hoo, crying. And there's nothing even wrong. So, yeah, I listened to fresh gospel earlier. And then maybe later on today, I'll turn the heat up with some more upbeat music. But right now, I want to focus on my inner being, my spiritual body, my aura, cleanse my energy, protect my energy so that I do have the strength to go about the day, live my life on purpose and with intention. So yes, the music that's playing in the background is great for unblocking all seven chakras. I think that there are more chakras, but I like to just focus on the primary ones that we know about that are within the body. So yeah, you guys can do your research on your chakras, figure out the color association, what they stand for. Yeah, I'm giving you homework, and maybe I'll do future episodes where I go into detail about it, because this is very important. It's like, if you think about why we have so much calamity and pain and hurt, you know, going in on planet Earth, it's like, yeah, it's because you guys are not in connection, not in alignment, which is all okay. It's a part of the journey of being here. So yeah, that's that. But meanwhile, I am gonna smoke on indica strain today. I am getting ready to release my first cannabis brand. I decided to go with the name Flower Power. So yeah, like I would have spent probably months trying to come up with the perfect name for a cannabis brand, but I went ahead and did Flower Power. I think it's really cool, really cute. I do plan on offering some paraphernalia such as rolling trays and grinders. They're probably going to be cute, custom design, and you know, some accessories. So if you guys are into that kind of stuff, I got you. I'll make an announcement when the website is up and running, so that I look legit. So make sure that you guys are following the podcast so that you get all the details about that. And I'm ready to go ahead and jump into the reading. I want to thank my spiritual gods for giving me life today. It is a miracle. It is a blessing to be alive and well, giving me the strength to know, you know, the things that are, you know, for my highest good, and be able to navigate through, you know, the challenges and obstacles that we experience, and, you know, just honor them. So this message is for the collective. It's a general reading, so the messages may or may not resonate with you, but this is also an introduction to, you know, what I have to offer, and they're just so beautiful. It's strengthening, it's uplifting, so yeah, let's go ahead and get to it. The first card I have is Sanat Kumara, Light Activation. Shine your light. Your internal guidance is coming through loud and clear. Sanat Kumara has this interesting energy, and it means eternal youth. He is an advanced cosmic light being who is dedicated to helping the earth rise up towards the light. In more recent times, he has been acknowledged as coming from Venus and bringing through unconditional love. He has eyes that are made of the cosmos, with the ability to penetrate the soul and activate its brightest light yet. He can seem otherworldly because his looks are beyond human. He is a being of light, shining with purest intentions. You are here to light up the world. You may feel that you are being pushed, or that there is a lot going on at once, and this is because your energy is magnetic to others and they want it in their life. Take the time to listen to your inner voice. Remember the cosmic light of heaven and draw it into you. That is all you need to do to inspire the world. Yeah, Sanat Kumara. I never even heard of this character until I got this deck of cards. The next card is Diana. Think about what you desire, set your sights high, expect the best possible outcome. Focused intention. Diana is helping you awaken your divine ability to manifest what you deserve. Any fear that you have is only a reminder that whatever you're working on or through is an important issue for your growth. She is often depicted with wild animals around her. She is associated with the moon. She connects deeply with the wild beasts that come out at night. And she is often seen holding a bow and a quiver of arrows, which signifies her ability to help us focus on a vision. Yeah, when I meditate, I do focus on, or, you know, imagine what it is that I see myself doing, what it is that I want. So that is one way that I practice focus intention. So expect the best possible outcome, because, man, I have, you know, spoken out some of the things that I do desire to others, and sometimes they just like crush me and they're like, you can't do that, that's impossible, blah blah blah, and I'm like, block, you know. So expect the best possible outcome. And think about what it is that you desire. Don't give your attention to what you don't want. Give your attention to what it is that you do want, okay? So the next card is the Miriam, who shows up as twins. Sacred vision. Choose to forgive in order to heal. See the light in all. Remember that love has no boundaries. These are the angels that are known to have spoken directly to Mary, Mary Magdalene, and help her move beyond her grief so that she was able to commune with Jesus once more. So they can help us move beyond the cloud of grief too. They heal grievances of all kinds, including ones that have been created by religion, which I spoke about earlier, or the idea that God does not love or accept us because of a mistake we once made. Yeah, that is so false. The truth is, we are loved and accepted all day, every day, whatever it is that we do, from God, goddess, the universe, whatever you want to call it. It's just we are not aware of that. We don't know that because we have been coached and preached, you know, from other humans who don't know that themselves. So the Miriam come here to help us grieve, you know, through that illusion, that distortion, that lie. They help us remember that we don't need to ask God for forgiveness because He never condemned us in the first place. That just gives me so much relief because, man, personally in my life, on one side of my family, it seems like there is this type of energy or I don't even know how to call it, but like to be perfect or perfection or pretend like everything is okay when it's not type of thing. And I'm just like, I went through this period of my life where I was like, man, there's so many people out here having fun. They're not being perfect out here, fucking up and making mistakes and living life to the fullest. Why am I here being a, you know, peppermint patty, you know, just boring, you know, pretty much. So I want to say it kind of came from that belief that you have to be good in order to be loved type of thing. But you don't need to ask God for forgiveness. He never condemned this in the first place. It doesn't matter what you do. Like, you are already forgiven. You are already loved. Accept that. So there is a real opportunity for you to move beyond grief or grievance at this time. The Miriam are here swirling their holy light all around you so that you can regain a sense of union with spirit. You are loved beyond words. Choose to see the light of God in everyone and everything and to love without boundaries. Yeah, I have a pet cat, and I realized that she has showed me unconditional love in a way that no human ever really has. I want to say that's a bold statement to make, but it's true. In my upbringing, in my youth, it has been demonstrated to me that if I do something unacceptable to somebody else, or out of line, or so-called wrong, like, their love would be taken away. And like, that's what I grew up with, and I kind of sort of had that about myself. And it wasn't until I would say older age and I started realizing, like, oh, this is not a, you know, a good attribute to have. So I really had to go through a healing process, because it's like, yeah, I picked this up from other human beings. It's like, I wasn't born like this. I was taught this. I was influenced, you know, by others. And yeah, so yeah, just moving on to the next card, we have Green Tara, Supreme Protection. Very beautiful, intriguing character. Her third eye is open. She has flowers everywhere, beautiful jewelry. The color green is her aura. You are protected. Cords are being cut. Move beyond limitation. Trust. Yeah, once again, we're pushing past those boundaries that we have set for ourselves. Move beyond limitation. You are safe. Protection is all around you. Know that the worst is behind you, and you are ready to move beyond the challenges that were set out for you. Cords are being cut between you and your past so that you can feel energetically clear and aware. Don't worry about recalling fearful experiences. They aren't going to be recreated now. Just acknowledge them and leave them behind so that you can step into a space of spiritual and personal freedom. I know that this could be a challenge or difficult for some of us, but it's very interesting how we can easily recall past experiences, whether they're, you know, good, bad, harmful, whatever. But we are to be living in the present moment, you know, so it's like energetically clear that. And that's what the cords are being cut represents, because we tend to hold on to things of the past, experiences that we had, and that's affecting us. Even if it's years ago, it can affect us, it has affected us in our now moment, in today's time, when it's a brand new day, it's a fresh new moment, each and every moment. And I have experienced this. I have experienced the detriment of this, you know, just thinking about something someone said and they're not even around, you know, anymore. And it's just like, let that go, you know, move beyond the limitations and trust. So Green Tower is here to tell you that you no longer need to build up walls around your heart, and that it's safe to trust what you feel and who is real in your life today. And that's what that supreme protection is. All right, so the next card we have is Isis. I love Goddess Isis. A lot of us do. Magic manifesting. Your dreams, visions, goals are becoming reality. Stay focused. We got lots of focus here. According to the legend, she was able to move from darkness to light and between the underworld, heaven, and earth. And for that reason, whenever she comes to us, she will help us move from the hell of our own fear into the heaven of our own love. She was also able to revive her lover Osiris from the dead. And this powerful allegorical story shows how she can help us revive an aspect of our life or a dream that we may have killed off, metaphorically, with fear or lack of self-belief. Yeah, I know I have been talking about that. I want to sing and dance and perform, something that I wanted to do since a younger age, but I kind of just, you know, put it off to the side. I pursued other things. So with her magical abilities, Isis will guide us to bring our dreams into reality, which is what this whole entire podcast is about, creating the life of your dreams, because why not? You are moving into a space where your dream reality is becoming your outward reality. And this is an extremely powerful time, and it's vital to keep focused on the highest good of all. You no longer want to relive your own history and or feel unsupported. Acknowledging where you once were and how you have changed that situation around is a powerful focus of gratitude that will align you with universal abundance. Do you hear me? Universal abundance. Okay, discipline and commitment are important now. Consider that you are moving between worlds when you daydream or create visions and bring life-enhancing ideas into reality. Magic is manifesting all around you. This is an exciting time. I'm gonna pull one more card because I just love doing this. All right, we have the Holy Spirit. Expect miracles. This is beautiful energy here, guys. Remember that only love is real. Miracles will occur naturally. Spirit has your back. Now, the Holy Spirit is mentioned in the Bible. I never really got like a true definition of what it is, or, you know, an explanation. So I'm really glad that it shows up in the cards. And according to a spiritual text called A Course in Miracles, the Holy Spirit meditates between illusion and truth. Now, I only recently started reading this book, A Course in Miracles. I did not finish it, but it is very interesting. So I'm just going to recommend it to you guys if you haven't read it. The Holy Spirit is the essence that allows us to move beyond the illusion of fear or the illusions that our fear has created. It's the holiest light of truth and love we can ever experience, an aspect of our truest self, the self that is never separate from God. And when it appears in a reading, prepare for the miraculous. Yeah, I truly believe in that. I am ready. I am prepared. Like I said, it is a miracle that I am alive today. Expect the unexpected. Expect miracles. A real turnaround is possible now. Angels are dancing around you. Leave behind thoughts, memories, and feelings that are no longer serving you, and remember the love that you are. Move into your heart and allow that love to shine out into the world. And then miracles can happen. so beautiful. I'm going to go ahead and close out this reading. I truly loved it. Sanat Kumara, Magic Manifesting, Sacred Vision, Focused Intention. Isn't this a great way to, like, you know, include this type of energy throughout the day? It's why I want to share more of it. I want to do readings. I'll probably have some of this content listed in the subscribers are interested. Also on Patreon, because, you know, just understanding that there is more to life than, you know, we really know can give you more clarity, gives you more insight. And like I mentioned earlier, learning about astrology, it really has helped me through, I'm going to say, some difficult times, because it's like when it comes to relationships, that's where some of us have issues or problems, you know, or it could be in your health. But yeah, it has helped me to be able to navigate through those things, just really understanding myself and learning, you know, new information, you know, things that were not taught in primary education system. And, you know, it's like it's important for us to continue learning all throughout life, because when you stop learning, I feel like you stop living. Like you take a risk of being outdated. You know, it's like things are working for you and it's because you're living in the past, or you're not up to speed, you're not up to date. So yeah, there's going to be more of this type of information in the subscription, as well as some unique content. I do light activations, guided meditations, you know, so that's what you guys can expect from that. Summertime is on the way, so I'm excited about that. I am in the midst of planning a trip or two. I'm looking into going overseas for the first time. There are some preparations that I have to make, like getting my passport and my visa. So yeah, I'm like, I need help with that, because I've never even been out of the country. I was thinking about moving out of the United States, but I think I should, like, get a feel for a place or travel a little bit more before I actually make that decision. But, you know, I could just up and move. I can do that. So, you know, that's why I have been learning some investment strategies and building up my online business so that I could feel financially prosperous and abundant, you know, like not having any fear. Like, don't let that be a reason to stop me. So, you know, that's what I have coming up in the future. I'm also shopping for a bed and breakfast hotel. I may or may not have mentioned that on the podcast, but yeah, that's something new that I'm into. And then I may launch a nonprofit. So yeah, I am setting my sights high, doing some things that I haven't done before. And I will keep you guys posted, keep you guys updated on what else is happening in my world. I would love to know what you have going on. What are your dreams? What are your goals? Where do you plan on being by the end of the year? You know, we are 6 months in and we have 6 months left. So this is a time to, you know, check in, you know, get a feel for your progress, see how far you have come and what we need to do to, you know, continue moving forward. Maybe we need to change plans. You know, what's up? What's going on? Well, that's what I have for this episode. Live your best life, guys. Nikitra Berard.